Welcome back to the Unpolished Podcast. I'm your host, Alvin Kwai, and I just ate two boxes of dark chocolate peanut butter cups. I had so many. But I kind of forgive myself because the fact that it's dark chocolate makes it okay. If it was milk chocolate, that would be another story. But dark chocolate, that's kind of acceptable. I mean, I did eat like eight servings of that in like an hour, but still. Dark chocolate is good for your heart. Also, if you're an adult and you consistently eat milk chocolate, I don't trust you. Are you 11? Is that why you're eating bars of milk chocolate? Like milk chocolate in like a cookie or ice cream or in something else, that's fine. But if you're getting like Hershey's bars, like just pure milk chocolate, you're a child. Grow up and get some dark chocolate. Have some fucking discipline. Have a little bit of bitterness in your life. And in your chocolate. I don't know. I just don't think they can be trusted. Like, if you go to the bank, they should ask you what type of chocolate you eat. Milk chocolate? No. We cannot give you this loan. Or if they do, it's got to be like 30% interest. Right? So you're still eating Hershey's bars? Do you play with Legos every day? Anyways, I got it from, I got those chocolates from fucking Trader Joe's. And it's so cheap, dude. Everything at Trader Joe's is dirt cheap. I've been living in New York for a couple years, so I don't even remember what normal grocery store prices are like. Maybe in the rest of America, Trader Joe's is like normal. But in New York City, you go to the average grocery store, a box of cookies will be like $6. Right? You go to Trader Joe's, it's like 2 cents. Everything is so cheap there. You know, you want some eggs, it's like $3, $4. You can buy a person at Trader Joe's. You want a human? 50% off. We'll give it to you for $12. You can have your own guy to do whatever you want. So yeah, that place is the shit, dude. Did you guys see that fucking tweet that Kanye sent out? Where he was pissing on his Grammy. I'm not even kidding. Like, he tweeted a video where he put his Grammy in the toilet and was just pissing on the Grammy. A lot of people really didn't like that for obvious reasons. People on Twitter just went went crazy. They're just like, this guy's mentally sick. You have mental problems. You need to get professional help. I honestly thought it was hilarious. I like that move. It's just like a big fuck you to the establishment, right? Because a Grammy is like, that's like the end all be all for a lot of musicians. And he was like, I'm so much the shit that I can piss on this. I love it. He's putting himself above the establishment. In terms of, like, whether he is, like, mentally insane or whatever, I think he's just an eccentric guy. He's always been that way. You know? Him and, like, Dennis Rodman, dude. I'm surprised that they're not best friends. Those two should plan trips to Korea in the springtime. I think that'd be a nice duo. I feel like Kanye West would really get along with Kim Jong-un, right? They're all cut from the same cloth, you know? They would all run a country in a similar fashion. It's like, yeah, death camps? I totally agree with that. You think Kim Jong-un wouldn't be pro pissing on American Grammys? I think that he would. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, even if Kanye doesn't become president, He should be a diplomat. If you have crazy diplomats, because, dude, some countries are fucking crazy. Like North Korea. Right? They're fucking insane. And so what we do as America, and this is what a lot of countries do, is like they try to be reasonable with crazy countries. That's not going to work. You can't just be reasonable with a crazy guy. If you're walking around New York City and some homeless guy goes up to you and just says, which happens a decent amount, just screaming at you, you're not going to be like, excuse me, sir, could you please tone down your voice a little bit? I'm trying to enjoy my afternoon tea. That's not how you do it. You just walk away and ignore them. Or you have to be crazy back. And that's how you get along, right? North Korea is like, they got like death camps, dude. They've hypnotized their entire population. Now we're sending like American diplomats over there who are like extremely educated and just trying like all the textbook ways of negotiation. That's not going to work. You have to send Kanye West and Dennis Rodman there and like have them do crazy shit. They can all, Kim Jong-un, Dennis Rodman, and Kanye can all dye their hair together. They can all pee on each other. They'll have a good time and you build a relationship that way. Find what you have in common. And if it's just sending your crazy people over, that's the way to do it. I feel like I just solved like international relations. You know? Like terrorist groups, dude? Fucking ISIS. You're really gonna try to like, I don't know. If ISIS and the United States ever communicate, it's always like some high-ranking official in the government from the United States. They have nothing in common with ISIS. Nothing in common at all. Right? The president has never killed anyone. What does he know about ISIS? He's never terrorized anyone. If you want to find common ground with ISIS and end the war on terrorism, send Ted Bundy over and negotiate. He can bridge the gap. He's an American, and he knows how they feel. He understands the Russia killing. He'll be like, listen, and I don't know, Ted Bundy's dead, right? But, you know, a modern-day serial killer. I'm not really up to date on who the newest, cool, up-and-coming serial killers are. Maybe Variety will do a top 10 serial killers to watch in 2020. I don't know. But you got to send a serial killer over, right? Maybe O.J. Simpson. He's only killed two people. Send O.J. to ISIS. Be like, listen, I totally understand the rush of stabbing people. I get it, ISIS. I get it. But bro, you don't have to resort to that anymore. You've already killed. Now you just have to write a book about how you've killed people, and it'll be a bestseller, and you'll be fine. And ISIS will be like, I like this guy. He understands how I feel about the situation. OJ's just like, dude, I hate Americans too. I killed two of them. We have a lot in common. So you just gotta send, you know, if you're talking with another country, you gotta send a similar type of dude, a similar representative. All right, that was very dark. But yeah, Kanye West, man, pissing on a Grammy. Not a big deal, you know. I would love to get to that level of fame, right? Because not only does he have Grammy, he has so many. So even if he regrets his decision later, pissing on a Grammy, it's like, I have a couple more that I didn't piss on. So I'll just polish those up, and then I'll feel fine. I want to see an actor do that. Just like, piss on an Oscar, like shove an Oscar up their butt. That I don't know. I just respect it because honestly, those awards at the end of the day, it's like they don't mean much. You know, they're always looking for a certain type of, like the Oscars, for instance. The movies that always win. It's always sad. First of all, there's always a sad ending. It can never be a happy ending, right? And there have been amazing movies with happy endings, but. You know, unless it's an animated film, you're not going to win an Oscar if you have a happy ending. It has to be political and relevant. And can't be action. You know how limiting that shit is? Dude, you know how many fucking amazing action movies I've seen that are just so good? And yeah, maybe the plot and like the symbolism and shit isn't as good as like, you know, there will be blood. But action and comedy are its own things. And you're kind of like dismissing the art of that, right? Like, action movies should be able to win Oscars. Fucking action sequences in like Mission Impossible, dude. They're crazy and they're so well done. And it just seems so real. Like, how are you not going to give an award to a film like that? Like Emmys, dude. Emmys really pissed me off just because It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which is arguably the greatest comedy that TV has ever seen. I will fight anyone who disagrees with that. It is arguably the greatest comedy ever on TV. Never won a single Emmy. And they even did an episode addressing how they never won an Emmy. You know, how like the TV shows that do, they just check all the boxes, dude. They have one gay character, they have a token character of every race, and the shit is just corny, dude. How many fucking Emmys has Big Bang Theory won? It means nothing. It's so crazy, too, how, like, Big Bang Theory was considered, like, everyone agreed that it was shitty television, but it was still the most popular TV show. So, if everyone agrees that Big Bang Theory is shitty, why are people still watching? You just got a bunch of closeted Big Bang Theory fans. It's kind of like how Trump got elected, you know? Right before the election, no one dared to say, like, I'm a Trump supporter. But then people do what they want to do in the privacy of their own homes. So, yeah, I don't know. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It's such a great TV show, dude. Because the interesting thing about It's Always Sunny, and if you've never seen it before, it's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's about five of the worst humans on Earth. And they all own a bar, so they have a lot of free time. And in their free time, they just get into a bunch of hijinks. And one of the most unique things that It's Always Sunny does is the character development is really unique because the characters don't develop in a linear, progressive fashion. Like, they don't learn from their mistakes. They don't grow as people. They don't really change their core personality. There's no conventional character growth there. But there is character development in the sense that it's lateral. So they're still low. They're still all going to hell. But each season, their behavior builds on itself, but it's lateral in the sense that they start doing different shit. Right? Like, they're still terrible and stupid, but... But they're learning from their past mistakes while still being terrible and stupid. It's like, okay, our scheme to do insider trading didn't work. I think white collar crime isn't our isn't our forte. We should try to sell crack. Like, that's the kind of logic that happens there. And I think that's a very clever type of character development. You know? because growing from your mistakes and seeing characters do that, that's just been done everywhere. And there are people on the in the world who are like the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia characters, where the development is lateral. They don't learn. They don't become better people. They're just shitheads their entire life, but there's still a weird type of progression. And then, dude, the comedy's just so good, you know. The jokes are like very sharp, and they always come out of left field. You can't see the punchlines coming. It's just great. It's just great writing and delivery, dude. So that show has never won an Emmy. It's like, dude, these awards, like, I don't know. They're held in such high esteem just because it's just like the media. Oh, dude, all the fucking conventional pillars of entertainment just hold each other up, right? The media is going to give coverage to a lot of these awards, and that's why it's so important. It's because of the media, media coverage. The award in itself just doesn't mean much. I would never do that, though. If I ever won an award like that, I would never piss on it. I wouldn't have the balls. And even if I did, to videotape it and put it on Twitter. I'm just glad it upset Twitter people, honestly. Dude, you got mental health problems, man. Kanye, what is wrong with you, Kanye? It's also like, I think people try to feel better about themselves by telling a celebrity through Twitter that they're wrong and their actions are wrong. You know, so they can feel like, well, I'm not pissing on Grammy, so I must be a mentally healthy guy. Dude, celebrities can act crazy all they want, but like, they're still celebrities and they have had success. So they're doing something right. You know? Oh, also, one thing I was thinking about today was, you know how, like, you think about, like, you know, people having success and, you know, I think American culture is, like, anyone who's successful did it because they worked hard and et cetera, and you can achieve success if you work hard and shit. And for the longest time in my life, I kind of believed, like, listen, if you work hard, like, everyone has unlimited potential. And if you work hard, you know, you can realize that potential. You can be successful. Which is, growing up, I thought, like, well, that's the most optimistic way you could think. That's honestly the kindest way you could think about people, just because it's like, well, you have the option to, you know, be great and do great things. So, you know, that's a kind view of people, saying that their potential is kind of unlimited. I was thinking about it today, though, and I feel like that view might actually be kind of cruel, just because that implies that if you're not successful, you didn't work hard, right? Which I don't think that's true either. I think there's plenty of people who aren't doing that great, that have busted their ass, and you know, their circumstances have kind of really fucked them over. So I don't even know what to think anymore, dude, because I want to believe, like, yeah, if you work hard, anyone can do anything. But at the same time, I don't want to be like, yeah, you're not successful, so you're a piece of shit. So the fact that those two things are, like, I don't know. It's like they're both true, but they contradict each other. So it's just a mind fuck. I don't know. All hail Kanye West. I'm going to end this podcast. Guys, remember to give it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. And I'll see you guys later.